This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at what's wrong with Russia. Well, why do we want to look at what's wrong with Russia? Because part of what's wrong with Russia is already coming to the United States. And it's kind of an example and that we ought to avoid and pay attention to. Part of what's wrong with Russia has been bleeding people for years. Lots of people, of course, leaving the country when they can get out and going away. The population getting lower and lower because of very low birth rates, very low marriage rates. Russia's the only major nation that has been steadily seeing a decline in life expectancy, an economic disaster, and part of it related to this question of population. Nick Eberstadt asked a question, why is the U.S. population growth collapsing? The U.S. population grew at the slowest pace in history in 2021. And it's not unthinkable that as time goes on, we will begin to follow the Russian example of actually population losses. Why is that not a good thing? Remember, people have been talking about zero population growth for a long time. Nick Eberstadt is a very important voice on these subjects. He holds the Henry Wendt Chair in Political Economy at American Enterprise Institute, where he researches and writes extensively on demographics and economic development generally. He is the author of many books, including Poverty in China, The Tyranny of Numbers, and his latest book is Men Without Work, America's Invisible Crisis. And his latest work, Baby Boom to Baby Bust, that's a detailed article, and Is Population Change a Problem? Nick, always great to speak to you. Thank you for joining us. Is it fair to say that Russia is a good example of what's wrong with a birth dearth and a population collapse?
Well, Russia is a particularly grim example because they've got this weird and, I think, exceptional situation of high education, low human capital. They trap people in schools for as long as the Europeans do, but then they come out with male survival schedules that look like the sub-Sahara. Their educational time may be high, but there's not a lot of patented knowledge production. You know, you and I both know talented Russians, but that talent doesn't show up in inside the kleptocracy over there. We don't have those same problems, but we do have spiking death rates. I mean, almost a million people have died from COVID, and even before then, we were in kind of health stagnation. We've had immigration plunge during the COVID crisis, and we've had births slump, some would say collapse, since about the crash of 2008. You know, you put downward birth trends, upward death trends, and downward immigration trends together, and you know what you're going to get.
And what are you going to get? A lot of people say, well, that's great. We'll have less crowded freeways. We'll have more job openings for people. But none of that is really true. What happens to life when population growth collapses?
Well, look at the three different components separately. Bad death trends mean bad health. Nobody wants stagnating life expectancy or declining life expectancy for themselves, their loved ones, or their society. We've been kind of trapped in that for a decade and more. But the collapse in immigration means a collapse in fresh blood and new talent. I am very attentive and very sympathetic to the question about lawless immigration. That's a rule of law question. We can all agree that America's better with more talent, I think. And then the birth question. I'm not going to tell people how many babies they should have. I think parents know kind of better than I do how many babies they should have. But I can tell you that with significantly below replacement fertility regimen, we get a constellation of values that are, I think, quite troubling. Pessimism, fear about the future, also less religiosity, less patriotism, less risk-taking. These are all public opinion poll sort of correlates of what we happen to get with steep below replacement birth rates. And I don't think that America is a better place with those sorts of attitudes animating us.
Are there specific policies that policy mistakes that we have made over the last 20 years, say, that have fed this problem?
Well, there are plenty of policy mistakes we've made over the last 20 years. And I guess the ones that I can see that affect our ability to deal with this have to do with such things as an expensive educational system that is really doing a very poor job of preparing Americans for, you know, the sorts of skills and knowledge that they need to kind of seize the future. Kind of problems with our social entitlement systems that are going to be paying for retirees in the future. All of those I can point to pretty easily. It's very hard to point to anywhere in the world that pronatal policy has been very successful, entirely apart from whether you'd want to get government into the job of, you know, buying babies. But, you know, the places where people have tried pronatal policies are like Singapore, where I think the birth level is up to about 1.25 births per woman per lifetime. It's like over 40% below replacement. Putin tried a pronatal policy. That didn't work, although it was very expensive. The birth levels have an awful lot to do with people's mentality, with the society's, you know, outlook and worldview. And we have slipped into a worldview in which people are much less optimistic about having children than they were just 15 years ago.
And one of the things, and I know this from your writing, you believe that a more pronatal attitude and culture could arise from a more religious culture. Isn't that the
case? I don't think there's any doubt about that. You can look all across the West, and within any country, the people who say they are more religious, that religion means more to them in their lives, they worship more, they tend to have higher fertility levels than people who say they are secular and say this is an unimportant aspect of their lives. It's a very strong correlation within our country and within other countries in the West.
Yeah, this is my wife's latest book, which she's working on, is called The Case for Children. And the idea that you have to make a case for children is an extraordinary feature of our modern era. Nick Epperstadt, posted his work on our website at michaelmedved.com. You should take a look at it. It's sobering, it's important, and it is urgent. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show with Bjorn Lomborg. talking about bigger danger, nuclear war, or climate change? What do you think, really? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael MedVet Show.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of conversation now about what is called staggering levels of incompetence in the part of the Russian military. And the idea of this latest possible Ukrainian attack on Russian territory is amazing. And I think what's bizarre is, of course, the assumption that, well, somehow Putin is behind this. He allowed that to happen. He apparently did not. It was a daring raid. It's being confirmed by the Americans. And the idea that in the midst of this war, who would have expected that? An attack on Russian soil. Now, we spoke to Victor Davis Hanson earlier in the show, and he mentioned that it may be a mistake, end up being a mistake, because it would provoke further Russian crackdowns. The Russians may not be in a position to do that right now, because unless you believe the Russian government polling, which they have released, and there's some people who take it seriously, they claim that you take a look at the Russians and the public opinion, that Putin's approval rating has increased because of the war. Now, it's hard to believe. The lowest number that people give, the lowest number any sources give for what the Russians have lost in terms of killed in action is now about 7,000, which, again, is considerably more than the United States lost in the entire period of warfare in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. And this is in 5 weeks. And in addition to that, there's probably at least that number of people who have deserted, who have been captured as prisoners of war. And the questions about part of the speculation about this attack on the Russian fuel depot is that they were Russian helicopters that deserters were actually using. And now there's this, and it makes me smile, actually, to read it. For more than a decade, here's the story from the Washington Post, Pavel Kulajanka has sought to overthrow the authoritarian regime of Alexander Lukashenko in his native Belarus. First, it was simple street protests, then sabotaging train lines and bombing military outposts. Eventually, he had to flee, and he landed in New York City, where he became a mixed martial arts fighter. But he thinks the best shot yet at toppling Lukashenko and Russian President Vladimir Putin, without whose support many in Belarus think Lukashenko would quickly fall, has come with a war in Ukraine. He is one of hundreds of Belarusians who have joined the fight here in Kyiv, inspired by their neighbors' battlefield successes, and determined to carry that momentum back into Belarus and end Lukashenko's 28-year rule. Many of them have joined the Kostas Kalinowski Battalion, named after the leader of Belarus's insurrection against Russia in the 1860s. It is made up of Belarusians taking advantage of Ukraine's wartime decision to allow foreigners to serve in the ranks of its armed forces, though not as officers. A dozen recruits interviewed by the Washington Post described their sense of common cause between Ukraine and Belarus's pro-democracy movements. Life is about leaps of faith, Kulajanka said during a break this week from training with an AK-47 assault rifle in the western suburbs of Kyiv. Around him, the sound of distant artillery fire rumbled through the air like a thunderstorm. Fighting Lukashenko was one. Fleeing Belarus was another. Throwing away my life in America was one more. But fighting here, we're making the biggest one of all. And he means leaps of faith. I think it's extraordinary. They have a whole Belarusian battalion. And remember, they were trying to use Belarusian troops to go into Ukraine, to invade Ukraine. That has not worked out particularly well. The situation is extraordinary, and it is very encouraging. One small personal note is that Last night I had the opportunity to go to a wonderful concert by the Seattle Symphony. And I wasn't expecting anything political at all. And usually if you go to a classical music event and there's anything political, it's going to be sort of from the left. This was not from the left. What was remarkable was that most members of the orchestra were wearing little lapel pins for guys or little ribbons showing the Ukrainian colors. And before the concert began, and it was not Ukrainian music, it wasn't Russian music, it was Austrian music, or at least you could say Bohemian Austrian music. It was Gustav Mahler's Sixth Symphony and Richard Strauss, nothing Russian. But they began before the concert asking for a moment of solidarity for the people of Ukraine who were suffering and fighting, and they didn't add winning. But maybe they could begin to add that. And again, the whole experience of coming to a great concert and having people stand up and applaud wildly before that concert began with a talk of public support for the people of Ukraine. I don't remember anything like this. You had some of that with American troops in the field trying to take down Osama bin Laden after September 11th. But that was very different because it was not a traditional war. Basically, we were trying to wipe out a criminal gang that had taken hold all over the world. This is an amazing moment. And we will look back at the history of this moment, perhaps, assuming that there is something that sounds and seems like a Ukrainian victory. It's going to make a very big difference in favor of the United States. And here at home, we have We have the members of the House of Representatives applauding the passage of a bill that would legalize pot all over the country. Is that really something to applaud? We'll be talking with Dr. Kevin Savitt about that on Monday concerning federal legislation to broaden the reach of a big weed. Again, we continue to have these battles between the governor of Florida and one of the biggest companies in his state. That would be the Disney Company. And then we also have a context, the context being the dangers of nuclear war, which are very real, and the dangers of climate change, which, yes, there is climate change, yes, it is human-made, but no, it does not bring an imminent catastrophe. We'll get to that with Bjorn Lomborg coming right up on the MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News. The jobs reports for January and February are better than first reported. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, they combined
Those 2 months produced 95,000 more jobs than what was initially reported. The unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, down from 3.8% last month. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh.
We need to continue to raise that participation rate, and that's a good sign, indication moving forward.
President Biden is cheering the March jobs report.
Our policies are working, and we're getting results for the American people, which is what it's all about, to state the obvious.
COVID hospitalizations in the United States are sinking to a pandemic low. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, just over 16,000 are hospitalized with COVID as of today. Amazon Fulfillment Center workers in Staten Island completed the first successful organizing effort by Amazon employees in the United States. The National Labor Relations Board oversaw the election and signaled the margin of victory exceeded the number of ballots Amazon wants to challenge. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved Show, the other day I read one of the most important columns and commentaries during this whole period of time when we've been watching the war unfold in Ukraine. The headline is, "Be Afraid of Nuclear War, Not Climate Change." And everyone in the world should read this because it's deeply, deeply important. Of course, nuclear war is a deep threat to the entire survival of civilization and planet Earth. Bjørn Lomborg is president of the Copenhagen Consensus and a visiting fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. He's the author of the column, of course. Bjørn, great to speak with you. And what your piece is really about is a lack of perspective. Why are people underestimating the dangers of nuclear war and overestimating the immediate threats of climate change?
Hey, Michael, it's great to be back on your show. And yes, that is a good question. And I think in some ways, you could say that the war in the Ukraine has terrible effects. It has this one upside that is actually making people getting a grip on reality, how big of a problem are different things. Just to give you a sense of proportion, global warming is a real problem. The best estimates, even the ones that the Biden administration is using, Obama, the only economist to ever win the Nobel Prize in Climate Economics, indicates that this is a problem of about 4% of GDP by the end of the century. So because we're likely to be about 450% as rich by the end of the century as we are
now,
today.
Now, let's get this clear for everybody, so everybody hears this. The worst case scenario that they come up with is that climate could lower the growth in our GDP by 4%, but would still have growing economies. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. So instead of being 450% as rich by the end of the century as the average person in the world will be, we will only be 434% as rich. Yes, it's a problem. No, it's not the end of the world. It's actually still a much better world. This, of course, has to be compared with the fact that there's a real challenge, as you point out, with nuclear war and lots of other issues. Remember, for most people on this planet, it's about, for instance, getting out of abject poverty. And what gets most people out of poverty? Well, it's actually access to reliable energy. And much of that, at least today and in the foreseeable future, will come from fossil fuels. Yet our focus or our obsession with climate change make us say, no, we can't have fossil fuels because we're worried about the 4% reduction by the end of the century. That's a misapplication of understanding of what the world is about.
Yeah, it's basically focusing on whether your air conditioner works at a time that your house is burning down, or potentially burning down at least. What about that argument that one of the things that I know we've spoken about before is one of the ways that we could actually maybe reduce some of the emissions and reduce some of the climate change is through more nuclear power. Does the new fear of nuclear war, which is very real, given some of the statements of President Putin, does that give you any basis or anyone any basis for rethinking the increased reliance on nuclear power?
Well, I think currently we're not refocusing and increasing our reliance on nuclear power. If anything, it's declined over the last a couple of decades at least, and that's wrong. Now, remember, new nuclear power is still very expensive for a lot of reasons, partly because we're regulating it really badly. But probably what we need is to look at the next generation of nuclear power, which could both be inherently safe, so it's really, really hard to upset it. It would also be impossible to use for weapons, and most importantly, it would be much, much cheaper. Now, again, we don't know because this is the future. So what we should do is look at this carefully, because if fourth generation nuclear power could actually live up to all its promises, it'd be fantastic. It could basically power the world and, remember, power it 24/7, not just when the sun is shining or the wind is blowing. And it could be incredibly cheap. This is just one of the amazing opportunities, and what really needs to happen in our world is we need to recognize that climate change is not the only challenge. What really matters is that we solve many of the world's problems, which mostly is about getting more energy to people, but of course it's also about all these things we don't talk about. Tuberculosis and malaria kills millions of people, although we only talk about COVID because it hits in the first world. Yes, COVID was a big deal, and it is certainly something we should be careful about, but we should also remember, to the vast number of people in the world, what matters much more are these eminently curable infectious diseases, the fact that a lot of people are still starving, that they don't have access to good education, all these other things. And if we can get something positive out of the war in the Ukraine, it is that we should stop our obsession with just climate change and start realizing there are many other challenges, nuclear war being one of them, energy security in both the U.S. and Europe, but certainly also all the symbols we do that could make life on Earth so much better by providing energy, food, education.
This is one of the themes that is brilliantly put forward in your book, False Alarm, which we've posted on our website. It's a very important book. And one of the things you try to figure out in the book is something that I still don't fully understand. Given the facts as you lay them out with sources and evidence and documentation, given those facts, why are elites seemingly everywhere so completely obsessed disproportionately with the issue of climate change?
I think we've always had this one thing that everybody gets into. I think it's very much of a social issue. Remember how most newspapers and media deliver any news today about any natural disaster. It's almost invariably put in the frame of climate change. Every hurricane you see is caused by climate change. First of all, it's not like there was no hurricanes back in times of old. It's actually very likely that they killed many, many more. Of course, the biggest and most damaging hurricane in the U.S. Was the Galveston hurricane that killed 8,000 people in 1900 in Texas. So we need to get a grip on this, but of course we also need to actually look at the data. What does it tell us? Well, it actually tells us that globally, at least since 1990, so basically since we've had good satellite coverage, the amount and the severity of hurricanes globally has not increased. It's actually slightly decreased. But it's such good TV that everybody just gets concerned and worried that this is the end of the world coming nigh. And it is a problem, and that's, of course, why it's hard to separate out. It is a problem, but this fear, this exaggeration, this obsession is really damaging in a lot of ways. Just to give you one example, the World Economic Forum, the guys who meet in Davos every year and tell us all how the world should run, in January, they had surveyed all of their, you know, experts, leading experts in their glitterati. What was the world's biggest challenge over the next 10 years? Not 100 years, but the next 10 years. And what they told us just before the bombs started raining in Ukraine was the biggest threat was if we didn't fix climate. And you're like, what? And you know, they've been proven wrong again. They did this 2 years ago, and then we had COVID. At some point, we need to tell our elites, look, it's great you worry about climate change, but maybe you should give it the right prioritization and also remember to worry about COVID, remember to worry about nuclear war, you know, all these other things.
Let's put nuclear war first, a nuclear exchange, even low level. That would be a disaster for the ages. Bjorn Lomborg, his book, False Alarm, posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. So another surprise from the front of battle, a foreign legion regiment, battalion, from a surprising locale. We'll talk about that on the Medved Show.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I was very encouraged to hear that there literally are investors from around the world. I mean, just literally everywhere who have invested in high-tech startups through my brother's company, Our Crowd. Now, these startups, just about 50% of them are in Israel and have been an economic miracle for the Israeli government and for the Israeli people. And about 45% are right here in the good old USA and driving tremendous opportunity with tremendously innovative ideas and attracting investors from everywhere. It's crowdsourced investing. You can find out all about some of these companies and what they are offering and what they do. Just go to our website, to michaelmedved.com. Look on the banner for Our Crowd. It's become a phenomenon, really, in the world of high tech and startups and investments. And you should be part of it. Go to Our Crowd banner and sign up for information that costs you absolutely nothing and can actually inspire you. We were talking earlier about this idea of Belarusians pouring into Ukraine to fight for Ukraine. What's so amazing about this and so noteworthy was that before the invasion got started, there was a widespread assumption that Alexander Lukashenko, the dictator of Belarus, would use his military, such as it was, to actually back up Putin. That is one of a thousand things that's gone wrong with Putin's invasion. To me, it is obvious that a former member of the cabinet in Belarus, who has defected and gone up to Poland and is now with the West, to me, it's obvious why Lukashenko has not given his troops a signal to go yet. He is a master of self-preservation, and he knows that invading Ukraine may be the end of him. His soldiers' morale is zero for the war. They will defect in droves and go over to the Ukrainian side. Lukashenko was asked about this new Belarusian battalion of people who have come to Ukraine to fight for Ukraine. He described them as insane citizens. This was an interview with the Belarusian state-run media. In Ukraine, however, writes Washington Post, hopes are high among Belarusian recruits that if Belarus's army does invade, its soldiers would seize the opportunity to defect and their Belarusian battalion was ready to welcome them. We're already envisioning how to get Belarusian troops to defect into our ranks, said Sergei Bulba, who along with Prokopyev leads recruitment and training efforts for the Belarusians in Ukraine. Many soldiers in the army already know in their hearts that the destinies of Belarus and Ukraine are bound to each other. As soon as they leave Belarus's propaganda bubble, they will know what they have to do. Amazing. Look, it's not only in Belarus where the tide appears to be turning. It's all around the world on this issue. And on the issue of homelessness, it's extraordinary because right now the situation in California is so terrible. And Los Angeles, of course, I mean, Seattle's bad. Los Angeles, far worse. And even Maxine Waters is being overtaken by it. There was a group of homeless people who were basically pushing on a government office to get Section 8 vouchers for government-subsidized housing. And Maxine Waters came out to speak to this group of homeless people today. And interchange is enlightening. Listen.
Is there any more locations than this one?
There might have been so many people out here.
I want everybody to go home.
We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we here.
Nothing is going to happen anymore today.
But
what we gonna? Well, that's what
Again, not a particularly happy encounter for Maxine Waters. And speaking of encounters and happiness, I read you some of the statements that have been released from the White House. President Biden also made a statement for the media to celebrate yesterday's International Transgender Visibility Day. And this is part of what the president had to say. Clip 19.
To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. To any transgender American who's struggling, please know that you're not alone. To parents and children alike, please ask for help. And know this, you're so brave. You belong. And we have your back.
You're so brave, and wanting parents to affirm their kids' transgender identity for 4-year-olds, for 8-year-olds? This is Dr. David Bell, who was a very high-ranking medical official with the National Health Service in Great Britain and the NHS Foundation Trust, with the BBC News. Listen, this is clip 17.
4,000% explosion in presentations of children with gender dysphoria. That is, children who are have a psychological disturbance in relation either... 4,000% explosion in presentations of children with gender dysphoria. That is, children who are have a psychological disturbance in relation either to their sexual body. There are a number of pathways to this, and there's been a great pressure to affirm these children as being trans, for example, when they present, without appropriate exploration. 35% of these children are on the autistic spectrum. A large number of these children, and this has also been acknowledged by the LGB Alliance, a large number of these children are gay and lesbian children who are suffering in relation to their sexual orientation. need to be helped to understand themselves better. So that is, they have what we call an internalized homophobia. They hate themselves, they hate their sexual body, and they want to get out of it. What is really, really important in these instances is to recognize the terrible suffering of these children and not to precipitately label them as trans and put them on a medical pathway which has irreversible consequences. Mm.
Okay, that's may sound tough to follow, but it's very direct, which is that before you put them on a pathway to irreversible consequences and to, quote, changing identity, rather than simply affirming your children's trans identity, children need different kinds of help. And the president's one-dimensional claim that you are so brave, aren't people dealing with problems on the other side brave as well? People who would like to indicate that this may be particularly for young children, a more complicated idea than simply, oh, getting government backing for only one solution or one perspective. Look, it's a terrible thing, and the government involvement, not just, quote, to help trans children, in quotes, but to help them only in one way that has one prepared answer, is one of those things that if this becomes a political issue, how does this help Democrats? I don't understand. And maybe that's just because I'm bigoted and transphobic. But look, when you talk about the very expensive surgeries that people go through, the hormone treatments that children go through, the notion that people are free to choose is very different from the notion that the government is going to support one kind of choice using its power and your tax money. Coming up on the Medved Show, one of the most outspoken Republicans in the country right now and a potential presidential candidate is Governor Chris Christie. And first of all, he's been spotted having lunch with Andrew Cuomo. Why is a question. But he's not out to lunch. He has ideas about how the Republican Party can actually make an even more decisive, long-term, important victory in 2022 than people expect in this greatest nation.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.